People have been asking me about haze in the skies the last day or so. Is this from some smoke somewhere?
Yeah, there's kind of a twofold answer, actually. I know this morning and probably at least some of last night, even yesterday evening, we did have a plume of smoke that was tracking kind of southward along the coast mountains. So it would have been visible probably from Juneau down to Petersburg-Wrangell, even maybe towards Ketchikan. That smoke was actually really high up in the atmosphere, probably between 20 and 30,000 feet. So we estimate that's probably part of the reason that you guys saw some hazy conditions. The second reason for it is that we just have a really strong ridge of mid and upper level high pressure sitting overhead. What that does is it kind of acts to keep a lid on all the air trapped in the low levels of the atmosphere. It doesn't let it kind of ventilate or move around too much. So what happens is a lot of dirt and particles kind of get trapped down in the bottom of the atmosphere. They're not allowed to like float up and disperse like they normally would. So if you get this ridge or this type of high pressure system that sits over you for several days, that air can kind of build up some dirt and particulate matter. And so you start seeing haze because the air has just kind of got a lot of stuff floating around in it.
It's, so that ridge of high pressure is forecast to stay over the area for a while, right?
Yeah, right now it looks like we'll probably keep that ridge at least through tomorrow and possibly into part of Wednesday. After that point, it looks like we may get a brief shot of some light precipitation, which might help things. But then it looks like we rebuild the ridge again late in the week, so it'll only be a brief shot.
Okay. And then so that high-level smoke, 20,000, 30,000 feet, you were saying, does that mean it's coming from somewhere far away to be up that high?
Exactly, yeah. That looks like, you know, to get smoke to that altitude, it really most likely has to come from a long distance away. We were able to track the smoke plume. Actually, we went back and looked at some high-resolution satellite from NASA. We were able to track some of the plume, at least all the way back to central Siberia a few days ago. So it came up from Siberia. It looks like it got caught up into the upper-level jet stream, traveled over the Arctic, and then came back down into the Yukon and BC, and that's where we're seeing today.